The number of hungry people worldwide continues to rise. That's according to the latest report on the state of food security and nutrition in the world. The joint report by UN agencies gauges whether the Sustainable Development Goal of zero hunger remains achievable. To learn more, we're joined via Zoom by FAO's chief economist, Maximo Torrero. Welcome. So what are some of the trends we're seeing in this edition of the report?
We are not on track, clearly, to achieve the 2030 SDG goal. Today, we have 690 million people hungry, or 8.9% of the world population. And this number has increased in 10 million with respect to the previous year, and by nearly 60 million in the last 5 years. So the number of people affected by severe food insecurity, which is another measure that approximates hunger in addition to the undernourishment measure, shows a similar number in 2019, close to 750 million people. This is nearly 1 in 10 people in the world are exposed to severe levels of food insecurity. And if we add to that all other forms of malnutrition and we use the moderate and severe food insecurity number, we are talking of about 2 billion people in the world that don't have to save a nutritious and sufficient food in 2019. Now, despite this, there are some indicators which are showing some progress and some regions which are showing some progress. So again, we see some progress where we need to accelerate, but still we have a structural problem and we need a transformation of the food systems to be able to achieve SDG 2.
Previous editions of this report indicated that climate change, conflict and economic slowdowns and downturns were major contributors. What are you attributing to the rise in the global number of hungry people in this year's report?
I think poverty, inequality, demographics, the increase of population, slowdowns and downturns, and especially weather has been key contributors and they interact with each other. But there has been also significant effects because of conflict, political instability. Conflict has continued to be there and extremely important in Burundi, in Central African Republic of Cote d'Ivoire, and in many other countries in the African region, which has created an exacerbation of the situations today. But also political instability has even affected regions that were doing well before, like the case of Venezuela in South America, and together with a significant level of slowdowns in some countries, southern part of America. So again, all these elements contribute to each other and are the reasons behind what we are observing. One additional factor that is happening but in this year is the COVID-19 and also the locust plague, which is affecting Eastern Africa at this point.
What do you foresee to be the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic? Are we likely to see a surge in hunger and malnutrition numbers in the years to come? And in which areas and regions are people most vulnerable?
The shock that we are observing on COVID-19 is tremendous. Although it's very difficult to define the exact number of people that will be affected, we have estimated in the current report that for 2020, around 83 to 132 million people might be added to the number of undernourishment in 2020. And this is because of the significant recession that we're moving in. Latest reports show that we could be moving between a -5 to a -10% decrease in GDP growth at the world level, and this will affect all the countries of the world. Of course, the northern countries have more capacity and more resources to cope with this, but the southern countries, the developing and the poorest countries, will be the most vulnerable. So clearly, this will affect even more the indicators of undernourishment and the nutrition indicators, and that's our major concern, because if today we are already out of track to achieve SDG 2, next year, the numbers will be even worse. And that's where we need to do and accelerate a significant change even now, despite of the COVID-19 pandemic that we are facing today.
A key reason why millions of people around the world suffer from hunger, food insecurity and malnutrition is because they cannot afford the cost of healthy diets. How do we make healthy food more affordable and available?
One of the biggest challenges we must overcome is this high cost of and affordability of healthy diets. And it's unacceptable what we are observing today, that over 3 billion people cannot even afford the cheapest healthy diet. Just to give you an idea, in the Global South, around 57% or more of the population cannot afford a healthy diet throughout Sub-Saharan Africa and Southern Asia. So this is unacceptable. We need to improve the way we produce. That means not only increasing productivity, but also increasing efficiency of the use of the resources. We need to look at the whole food supply chain, by looking at the storage mechanism, cooling and drying facilities, so that we can also minimize food losses, especially of the diversity of diet that is needed. This is fruits and vegetables. We need to improve our food environments. People are migrating towards urban areas, and they don't have access to the quality and diversity of diets needed. And we need to find ways to give them access at an affordable level to this type of diets. But we also need to change the behavior of consumers. The urbanization is bringing them to consume diets which are not healthy. And we need to bring them information so that they can improve the quality of what they consume. And on the political economy side, we need to keep improving on trade policies to avoid protectionary trade that will minimize the possibility of a country to have all the diversity of affordable food that they need from the world so that they can give that at a cheaper cost to the consumers. So there are many elements that are needed to be touched upon to be able to achieve this goal. And this is what we call the food system transformation. It goes from the plot to the plate, to the consumer. And in all these stages of the supply chain, together with taking care of our environment, we need to transform so that consumers can have the healthy diets that they need.
Urgent action is clearly needed to tackle hunger, food insecurity, and malnutrition. What efforts do we need to see the reverse of these upward trends?
There are significant efforts. Immediate efforts are, of course, to assure that the most vulnerable people have access to food and to healthy food. And that's what we do through the different safety net programs. And we need to accelerate this. Second, as I mentioned before, we need to accelerate our capacity to improve how we produce and how we bring the diversity of diets that consumers need, producing it locally and also allowing the flow from other countries that have more comparative advantage in producing certain types of commodities. We need to assure the affordability of healthy diets for everyone. But that requires also significant changes in policies. We need to increase efficiency of trade, not only global trade, but also intra-regional trade, to be able to assure that consumers will have access to these diets. But also consumers need to take the responsibility. They need to understand that they cannot be part of this contribution to the significant increase in overweight and obesity, and there has to be a behavioral change so that they have to properly consume better diets. So again, all the stakeholders have to play together to be able to achieve this transformation that we need for the food systems.
That was Máximo Torrero, FAO's chief economist.